This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Raphael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, and he joins us every Thursday at this time, and we appreciate saying, Raffi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Good to be back on with you.
So, Raffi, if you don't mind, let's talk about this going back and forth tug of war as it relates to this police promotional process. I'm not exactly clear what it is we're trying to accomplish or remedy when no one has really said what the ultimate issue is with the present system, other than they received complaints of bias. Well,
right.
Who are the complaints from? What was it about? And this is their plan? I mean, something they put in place, and now all of a sudden, because of a complaint, we're going to disrupt the entire system?
Right. So, you know, again, I started getting word about the fact that the promotion system or promotion list from captain to major had been paused. So, as we talked about in your last show, the city spent over $100,000 paying an outside firm to prepare a test because there hadn't been a major's promotion since 1990, 34 years since the police department has promoted anyone to the rank of major. I think maybe the last person to make major was Ronnie Serpez, you know, at that time. So in any event, the city spent over $100,000 getting this test. The test was administered. There were 12 people that took the test. They were ranked according to the civil service test. Now, that test was administered not by the police department, but by civil service. So the ranking of the applicants is a twofold ranking system. 50% of it is the civil service test that I just described to you. And the other 50% is a ranking by the New Orleans Police Department. And this was a rule that was devised by the Cantrell administration and put into force in 2021. So this is their rule, the mayor's rule, that any rankings, the way that you determine the police department's rankings of these applicants for promotion is that you weight their work history, where they've worked, how long they've worked. They get their annual performance evaluations for 2 years, and they review the applicants' police department, internal affairs, or public integrity bureau file. Each of those three areas get rated a third. So collectively, they come up to 100%. They rank those. Those were ranked by the deputy chiefs using those three metrics. They combine the civil service score with the rankings, and they come up with a final list. So that was the city's, the mayor's ranking procedure. And 2 days after the list of the rankings came out for major, the city announced that they were suspending that rule, ranking officers based on the metrics I just described. So they didn't explain why. And it's been told to us now by the public, to the public, that there were some concerns about potential bias. Now, my question when that was presented to me, I said, well, doesn't that rule apply to sergeants and lieutenants that are on a promotional list? And the answer that I received was yes. I said, are they still promoting sergeants and lieutenants based on that policy that they revoked for captains and majors? And the answer I received was yes. So if there was bias in the process, why not cancel promotions or pause promotions for sergeants and lieutenants as well as captains and majors? No one's been able to answer that question for me. So what's happened now is that the federal monitors acknowledge, pursuant to a question that I posed to them last week in a Zoom public hearing, acknowledge that they had heard that the mayor expressed concerns about the major's promotion list, thought that there may be some potential bias in that, and was responsible for revoking the city policy that she enacted 3 years before in this. So where it stands right now is you have the superintendent that has been working diligently behind the scenes to remove any appearance of bias. And what is being proposed by the superintendent is that the three metrics that I described, the officer's work history, their PIB internal affairs file, and their annual evaluations, will be forwarded to outside experts to rank them rather than deputy chiefs. So keep in mind, the deputy chiefs that are making these decisions, all of these deputy chiefs were deputy chiefs that were in place before Ann Kirkpatrick got here. Those chiefs were placed in those positions by the consultant that worked for the New Orleans Police Department for over a year, Fausto Plachardo. He recommended the deputy chiefs that are in place now, and they remain in place. So the mayor wanted the consultant to play a role in naming the deputy chiefs and suggesting who were the most deserving and appropriate deputy chiefs. Those deputy chiefs are the ones that sat and ranked the 12 finalists that were on the major's list. And the top two ranked officers were both captains in charge of the Public Integrity Bureau, and both of those oversaw investigations involving Officer Vappi. We know that the mayor didn't like the way that those investigations were handled, because when Officer Vappi was indicted, the indictment cites the fact that the interim superintendent at the time, Michelle Woodfork, was called into the mayor's office and told by the mayor that she was not going to be nominated and to be the permanent superintendent because of the Vappi investigation. So it appears that the mayor retaliated against Michelle Woodfork for the outcome of the Vappi investigation, and now the two highest-ranked officers on the promotions list to be promoted from the rank of captain to major were the two captains that were involved in the Vappi investigations. Now, I can't, I'm not privy to what the mayor told people, but you can't avoid the appearance if there's a bias involved in any of this, it appears that the bias is on the part of the mayor, where the mayor rescinded the policy that she put in place. And if that policy is good enough to promote sergeants and lieutenants, why is that policy now flawed to promote captains and majors? And to me, that suggests that the mayor didn't like the outcome of the process with respect to captains being eligible for promotion to major. And that's the reason why the policy was canceled, but only effective to the promotion list from captains to majors.
Help me understand this, if you don't mind. Chief Kirkpatrick said yesterday that she was granted the leeway to change the process by U.S. District Judge Susie Morgan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now, in my view, that's incredibly problematic, because what we have right now is an allegation that the leadership of the NOPD has exhibited, and we have to assume it is its explicit bias, which requires intentionality as opposed to implicit bias, and in the grading and the matrix that was deployed in the grading of these candidates. Am I wrong on that? I mean, basically, no. What we have is that the leadership, the deputy chiefs of the NOPD, cannot be trusted. They are involved in intentional bias.
That was the general announced statement by the police department in this.
So how does this remediation that's being attempted by Chief Kirkpatrick at this point in time remediate the fact that her leadership engaged in an activity that could be potentially a constitutional deprivation and criminal conduct?
Right. So
how do you square this out without anybody providing a scintilla of evidence? Now, if I was one of these deputy chiefs, I would be so pissed off right now. My eyes would be bloodshot. I mean, I'd be popping blood vessels that we're going to allow this conversation and this rhetoric to go on and not demand an explanation of where there is bias. Provide the evidence.
Okay, so, I mean, I agree with your analysis of this. And my analysis of the of Judge Morgan allowing the superintendent's proposed remedy to fix the perception of a bias is to give the packets that have already been prepared and reviewed by deputy chiefs to independent third parties with subject matter expertise. Let them rank the 12 finalists. It actually is only 11 finalists now.
Yeah, but this is for the this is for the captains as well. This is not just for majors. This is the captains list too.
Well, right, right. But keep in mind, there are no vacancies for captain right now. The only way that there would be a vacancy.
Yeah, but I mean, the list goes on.
Two captains were elevated to the two major positions that they intend.
Yep. Absolutely.
So the way I see this, Newell, is I believe that the judge is agreeing to the process so that it can move forward. She recognizes how important it is for officer morale to not allow politics to get in the way of promotions. So what I think the judge approved is a common sense and practical manner to move forward with the promotions of the applicants for the rank of major. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to forget about the allegations of bias. The federal monitor, during my question with him, indicated to me and the public, because these were public meetings, that the monitors were going to be doing an investigation and issuing a report on their findings with respect to this entire process. So I suspect, and this is my opinion, I can't prove it, but from where I sit, the reason that this promotion process was paused wasn't because of anything other than the mayor expressing her displeasure for the people that were ranked first and second, and there's only two people that will be promoted to the rank of major. So she didn't like the two people that were the top-rated people on the list. That's why she rescinded the policy and paused the process. And the superintendent, I believe, was surprised and wasn't prepared for that. And in a short period of time, the superintendent has gotten a new process that's been approved by the court, and obviously she wouldn't have presented it to the court if it wasn't agreed to by the mayor. But the federal monitor, pursuant to some questions that we posed to him last week, acknowledged that, you know, A, it was something that was on his radar screen. B, he was concerned as well with the facts of it. C, that he went on record as saying that you don't change the rules in the middle of the game, you know, just because you don't like the outcome of you know, the score or the rankings. And three, the monitor said they were going to be doing an investigation and issuing a public report on this thing. I think that this list was paused not because of bias, but because of political meddling on the part of the mayor.
Well, I get all of that, but how do you think that you're going to restore confidence and credibility in this organization by engaging in this, what I'm going to refer to as this silly remedial action? Because what you have done is that if the outcome is different than what it was this time, basically what you're saying to the world is that the deputy chiefs of the NOPD are not to be trusted. And we had to go in there and change this. If there is one position that changes on that list, that is a validation in an indirect way of them being engaged in bias, and there is no evidence that that is in fact the case. And there's been nothing that has been publicly disclosed that, you know, if this judge, Susie Morgan, is really worried about the public confidence and the credibility of this organization, I would demand to see the complaints. It ought to be put out in the open, and it ought to be out there as to what bias they actually are saying that these deputy chiefs have engaged in. And they haven't even had the right to defend themselves. I mean, that would totally piss me off. I mean, you know, how dare you ask me to participate in a process. I participate in the process, and then all of a sudden there are allegations that I have engaged in bias. Right. Show it to me. Where is it? show the public the matrix on how many points are given for prior evaluations, how many points are given for the interview with the deputy chiefs, how many on the disciplinary history, and how many on job history, and how you actually break that up. But they've never revealed the terms and conditions of this assessment publicly, I have to imagine, for a reason. You know, and
so this is going to be the end of it. You know, and again, all of the points that you made are reasonable. That's why I think the superintendent has been working behind the scenes. She recognizes, you know, this is a bigger issue, as you just made the, you know, very clear, and I agree with you. This is
a
bigger issue.
Rafi, let me interrupt you. Yeah. Let me interrupt you once. Yeah. Because I like to go back to the definition, you know. So biases can be based on many different characteristics, including race, gender, physical abilities, religion, sexual orientation, weight, and age. And that's just a short list of it. But typically, you know, when we talk about bias, we're talking about, you know, race, gender, and sexual orientation for the most part, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. You know, where we are. What is the race and what is the gender of the deputy chiefs that are doing the assessment? And, you know, let's talk about the proclivity of whether or not there could be bias that's imposed. Is there a representation of white, black, Hispanic, and others, males and females, on the assessment committee? Why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we talking about that as it relates to bias? Because I take this as a pretty damn serious allegation if I'm in the fourth quarter of my work life or third or fourth quarter of my work life and I hold the rank of deputy chief, that this just gets to linger out there in perpetuity. You know, and if I decide that I want to make the move to another organization in another state or otherwise, we don't believe that that's going to come back to haunt us? You know, we know that this process is definitely flawed in some fashion. You and I have had this discussion before. You know, Sabrina Richardson was allowed to sit for this captain's test. She was demoted to the rank of lieutenant, and she admitted to payroll fraud.
Yep. And she was actually, she took the test to be a major, but she was excluded from being on the major's promotion list because her appeal of the demotion was denied. So you don't go from the rank of lieutenant to major. So she took the test to be a major, thinking that she would win on the issue of her 180-day suspension and demotion. She lost.
So are we sure that this isn't about her? Are we sure that this isn't about her? Because I'm not absolutely certain. I'm also not absolutely certain when I go back to the definition, because from what I understand, I started asking questions. The top seven candidates on the captain's list are white. Not to create more issues that are there, but if we're going to be talking about bias and what they're potentially guilty of, we need to talk about all of this stuff. And you know what? This is all in a cloud, it's in the shadows, and we're not talking about any of it. And we think that outside evaluators are going to go and cure this, modify this list, and see what the credibility and confidence in this organization goes to. It is going to be a shit show, to say the least. I mean,
and we're trying to slap some air freshener on it right now.
Absolutely. We have opened Pandora's box here because we are being less than. And for this court to allow this to go on is tragic. Tragic. I mean, so the resolution is going to be our deputy chiefs engaged in bias. Beautiful. I'm so glad that people are stepping up.
There will be a report. I don't think the court's going to let this go. I mean, I might be wrong, but my read of it is that this is just the beginning of the next phase. There's going to be a report that's going to be issued. And if that report is unfavorable, I expect there to be a hearing in court along the lines of the way that the first Invapi investigation was followed by the court. So I don't think this is over. I think this is the beginning.
This is a joke.
A new process. Yep.
It is an absolute joke. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Stay with us, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!